and then the intersection and driveway location, this really has to deal with where the road is proposed right here coming into the development. Going to have this shared driveway situation going on between the property owner to the north and this property. You can see they both kind of cross over onto each other. You can see this, the previous property owner has been using this driveway crossing the neighbor, and likewise for the neighbor, kind of having a circular driveway. So the idea is that as a new road is put in, and we need to have a correct separation between driveways and roads, especially on corners. It can create an unsafe situation. So the hope is that really the home to the north accesses off the new road, and so that leaves it a safer situation for the road and the
property.
So I'm very interested in what you're talking about.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
You know, my thoughts or my wife's thoughts?
So, Chairman Nicholas, if it's okay with you, we can maybe hear from the neighbor regarding this issue.
Sure. Probably be better if you came up to the podium and. Yeah, and for the record, if you'd give us your name and your address, then we can include that in our minutes.
My name is Tom Christensen. At 816 Pine Canyon Road. I've been here since the end of 2007, so we very much liked the openness of what we've been dealing with. When we bought that property, LaBarge's property was considered wetlands, and we were told that it was never going to be built on. That's obviously changed. I had the privilege of talking to Johnny Money earlier today, so I'm here trying to understand what's going on, what's can happen, and what should happen. So let me preface this. I build homes. I've been framing homes for years and doing stuff, so I understand that building's going to happen. I'm not naive to think that it's just going to stay open forever. I appreciate the efforts of trying to secure land so it doesn't get too filled in. But that's why I asked the question. If you want my opinion on my wife's opinion, she's not going to go for coming off of the side. But it's obviously a discussion that needs to be had, and because I need to protect the safety of my family.
Sure.
And my kids that are here. The other aspect of that is, all even with the LaBarge's stuff, I know Mike. Consider him a good friend, but we've had lots of traffic coming in, big trucks, doing stuff early in the morning. No actual work's being done, but equipment's being dropped off at 6:30 in the morning, and you're hearing the beeping and all the other stuff that goes along with it. We've been willing to deal with it just because of the friendship and the relationship that we've established, but it's more of a concern of the safety of the kids, and the constant access of big machinery stuff going on. So I just wanted to come introduce myself as being the homeowner and understanding what we're trying to allow to happen instead of making what should happen happen.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming, and I think hopefully your questions will get answered as the presentation goes on. But to the original question of coming in off of Pine Canyon or coming in off of the new road, you're saying your wife would prefer not to keep coming in off of Pine Canyon?
She wants to keep coming in off of Pine Canyon.
Which seems less safe than coming in off the road, because I guess it depends on whether you're pulling out or you're backing out. But if you're coming in off of a new road, you know, you're pulling out, traffic should be easier to see. So.
Well, from our perspective, the road could be coming in from a different location, so it's not right up against our property, which is another option.
Right. Yeah, my point is when you've got a...
No, I understand your point. Our point is maybe having the road come in from a different location instead of right up against our property.
Yeah, we'll have to see, I guess, what's even feasible with engineering and so forth.
Right.
But.
So, anyways.
Yeah.
You said your opinion and your wife's opinion were different. What's your opinion?
Well, again, like I said, I build. I benefit from homes being built as a framer and as a contractor, so I'm not opposed to things being done, and I'm happy to work with certain things, but I've known the previous owner for many years. We've established a good relationship, and he was talking about the road coming in just south of the big tree. Now, whether or not that's feasible, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whether or not, I mean, obviously that would change the ability to have that seventh lot right there because the road's coming in from a different location.
Right.
So, and I understand the whole purpose of doing a development is to make money. There's a reason that people buy property so that they can do what they want. And so I'm not oblivious to those truths. The part of it is that we need to make sure that we're protecting our family and protecting what is right for the property being developed right next to our house.
Yeah. Cool.
So.
Thanks for your feedback.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Findings for you to consider in your motion. Proposal does meet the intent of the general plan for these two zoning districts. Does comply with the land use requirements, even with those adjustments that we discussed, pulling back the cul-de-sac, for instance. Developer will contribute to a bike lane that will benefit members of the community, and then the height of future structure will be measured from natural grade. So we need to determine how to figure out natural grade. As for proposed conditions, this first one has actually been taken care of now. Geotechnical report has been submitted to the city, so you could leave that one off of your motion. We do have a copy of that. I think was a chance to look at it. And then natural grades must be established in place on the plat to determine the maximum height for future structures. Again, it looks like from the aerial photographs, there's only three lots that really fall into that category where we need to determine that. And then the developer contributes $6,825 to the Trails Fund that will help build the bike lanes along Pine Canyon Road at a future date. So that's based off of our current pricing per square foot of pavement. Again, that would be in our general fund, Trails Fund, so we would use that money all at once with money we've already gathered to put in that project. So those are the conditions for you to consider. I'm happy to take any questions. Also, we do have the developer here.
Do we have a drawing of a hypothetical of how the entry would interact with Tom's property?
We don't have a drawing showing that right now.
Could you bring up, could you go to the city's website and bring up the staff report that shows in a little more detail the plat? So we can see better how the lots are proposed?
Yeah, the problem is anything that's white with thin black lines are going to look the same on the screen.
Okay, it's not going to help.
And so, yeah, it's just unfortunate that it looks pretty clear on my, well, it's not real clear on my screen, but I'll kind of describe it. Looks like the lot line is about right here for 7. And so, this is the building pad area for 7. It is potentially possible, and I'm kind of going off the fly here on this, to pull this road down and then swoop it up and still leave most of this building pad intact the way it is. And that may give the distance between the driveway and the road, but that would decrease the size of this lot. But being in the R150 zone, 15 zone, there's probably extra acreage that could be given. Then this property here would need to probably be added to this lot to the north. So I think there's maybe a way to adjust it farther to the south.
Okay.
But we need to look at that close.
And that's the Tom's existing property line right there.
Yeah, yeah, really would be nice to see how the hypotheticals with how it would interact with Tom's property if it came off this road or if the road moved down a little and then how, you know, what how that affects Tom's property. I think it would, it should be part of, especially if the city is saying we're going to require that that if this is the way it's developed that Tom's property comes off this street. We need to be able to see kind of how that would roll, even interacting with his driveway and kind of, you know, realistically an aerial view of something that would show here's the flow of the cars, here's what Tom would do, he'd pull in here and pull out here and all that. I think that that would be super helpful.
Yeah. One disadvantage if it is moved farther south is it would leave Tom without access to that new road, which, oh, maybe that doesn't matter, but that's something to consider.
The other thing is it shows a pathway on the east side of Pine Canyon. Why are we jumping the street for another pathway?
Existing home.
Yeah, the thought initially the general plan is to try to put the pathway on both sides. So much when you see a bike lane, a lot of times there's a bike lane on one side, so bikes can go with the traffic either direction. So that's kind of the thought for Pine Canyon again. We put some thought into it, but not all the details. So if maybe we end up with only one path, and then we have to decide which side of the road it's on. But the goal is to try to have both sides with bike lanes.
So is there a proposed sidewalk along that property line? Is that what that is depicting?
And so the drawing shows a sidewalk, but that really what we're planning on is a bike path, not a sidewalk.
All through the cul-de-sac?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so how he couldn't cross from that road.
No, between his property and is that a sidewalk, that great area?
Correct. There's a sidewalk planned for the front of all the lots within the subdivision, so it's a 5 foot wide sidewalk and a 5 foot wide park strip.
So how would that work if you were to say, oh yeah, we're gonna access off of street one? Does Tom get a new address off of street one, or is he still on Pine Canyon?
Yeah. Corner lots can be addressed from either side, and so unless they wanted to change their address, they wouldn't be forced to change their address.
Question to the developer, is there a plus side or a downside to bringing that road down a little bit and rolling it up in? Is that something you're open to? Well, we can't do that because this would be a problem. Any thought on that? Is this the first time you've heard of that being an idea or a thought?
Yeah, it is the first time that being a thought of it. Of course, it's a lot. But you have 100% setback, and the city's willing to bend the rules and bend it in that setback. And we still have a lot, and we're not close. We want, I had a great conversation with Tom today. Yep. I made him aware of this meeting and everything. We want to work it out.
Yeah.
So I have a question for Tom. If that street one was dropped a little further south, with that street there and your existing, if you kept it the way your wife wanted it and the access from Pine Canyon was in front of the home, is that a scenario that you like, that your wife likes to have literally a road here and the driveway here?
Well, I mean,
even if it was moved down a little, would that be?
Because it kept all that traffic away from our house. Mm-hmm. Even if we're accessing our driveway from the new road, we still got all that traffic coming by our house.
So the further south would be better, just
correct,
to give yourself.
Well, because
yeah, that's close.
Right now, our driveway is quite long from Pine Canyon to get up to our